Good morning, Queens. How are y'all doing out there? Welcome back to my Women's Empowerment channel. I know that it's been about a month since I've been able to come and record, but I do sincerely apologize. My life as a single working mother has been so complicated, but I can honestly say I wouldn't change it for the world. I promise I wouldn't. I know that there is a reason for every season, and it's grind and it's crunch time right now. So, just about a month ago, I took a trip to Vegas, and when I say ladies, that was a trip that was well much needed. I came back to Florida rejuvenated, and just like I had a whole got a whole fresh mind, a whole fresh mind, and I needed it. You know, it's been about 4 years or so since I've been able to just like travel and do what it is that I love to do. Now, I just want to know how everybody's doing out there. And it's very, very late, but I would like to wish all the mothers around the world a happy Mother's Day. If you're not a mother, we all, as women, we all have those motherly instincts. Like, as a woman, mothering is what we are put on this earth for. So, happy Mother's Day. In today's episode, I will be touching bases on a little bit about consistency. And I know with me, I have a big problem with trying to stay consistent. I have a lot of unfinished projects and tons of ideas that I really just have a hard time bringing to life because with me, I'm like a child. I have a real short attention span. And for one, sometimes I can focus too much on like the small details and sometimes I miss out on the bigger picture. But it's just my nature. Like, I am very detail oriented. Like, every little detail, I see things and you know, kind of comprehending sometimes that the average person may not even care or worry about. But I am, I know one thing though, I'm definitely not going to beat myself up about that because that's just a part of who I am. And sometimes it's necessary to focus on details, but most of the time it is really honestly about the bigger picture. And I'm learning, and I'm going to get there. So if you are a woman, a man, a child, or whatever, and you can relate to this message, don't beat yourself up about it. You know, just keep moving forward and ask God or whomever you pray to or whomever you believe in to help you and strengthen you and guide you in those areas. With that being said, like I said, I have tons of things and projects that are unfinished because I jump from one thing to the next. I just realized that in my lifetime and where I am in my life today, I just don't want to do just one thing. Like, I feel like I do better, you know, being creative and just finding my passion. Like, nowadays, a lot of people really don't know what their passions are, what they're passionate about. And I feel like writing those things down could definitely help you in the area where you feel like, you know, that you have no passion or that you're not passionate about anything. Because I feel like we're, as individuals, we all have some things that we are passionate about. And I feel like you should go for it. Like, whatever you are passionate about, like whatever you're passionate about, go for it. Don't never let anyone try to tell you what you should be doing or how you should be doing it. We are all different people and we all have different ways about going about those. Like, we all have different ways to accomplish those. So however you can accomplish those things, just keep going. Don't let the negativity boggle your mind. Don't you know, let what society has like tries to paint a picture for you. Don't. I know it's easier said than done, but if it helps, try to stay off social media for a while and focus on the things that you really love. And that, no matter, you're gonna have people that try to tell you oh, that's stupid, or why would you want to do that? When I say do not listen, baby, do not listen. I'm telling you. People, they really irk my nerves nowadays. They really do. They irk my damn nerves. But I do my best to literally drown. Because I'm the type of person that really can drown a person out. Like, I'll drown the world out. I don't care about what someone else is doing or what they got going on. I just know that I'm focused on trying to become a better me every day.